You are special and unique in your own way. You are special and unique in your own way. This is Instant Inspiration, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. You are special and unique in your own way. Now, most of us believe that we're special and unique in our own way. Most of us believe that we are number one, that we're really special and wonderful people. And, of course, we are. There's not another soul on the face of the earth like us, thank God, thank goodness, you know. We are unique. But what is it that makes us special and unique in our own way? Now, we have bones, we have body, we have flesh, we have all the stuff that the humans have, and that's certainly not what makes us special and unique. And we have minds, brilliance, we have training in fields that English and history and physical education and volleyball and soccer and games that we play, but that's not special either. Even if you have a special sports person who is excellent in one of these sports, he's not special and unique. Now, what makes you special and unique is your mental attitude. You take a soccer player who has a mental attitude of harmony and joy and peace and working together as a team and yet being exquisite. That man is beloved by his team and he is an excellent soccer player. But if he thinks he's better than the rest of the team, it's not long before the rest of the team would just as soon be rid of him. And if a father thinks he knows it all, and he says, son, I've been there, done that, I know what's going on, and pay attention to me, the son will soon say, Dad, I'm not going to ask you any more questions because I feel like an idiot whenever I talk to you. But if the father says to the son, son, there are many things that we haven't even figured out yet. So let's think these things through together. Let's see what we can come up with for the answers that you have. Now, me too. When I was a youngster, I had difficulty with 2 times 2 is 4. Because 2 times 2 equals 4 doesn't mean a thing. It doesn't mean a thing. And nobody ever explained to me what 2 times 2 means. It was just something I had to learn. But then, as I grew older and started to apply these things that I learned as a child, they fit and they made sense, but they didn't make sense at the time. Many things that we learn at the time don't make sense. When we go to driving school and they tell us, stop at stop signs, come to a full stop, we think, oh, I can make a rolling stop to a stop sign. I don't have to make a full stop. Why do I have to do that? Well, as we get older, hopefully, we come to the realization that we are doing one thing at a time. And if we will come to a full stop at a stop sign, that gives us time to look back and forth to see if there's any traffic around. It gives us an opportunity to catch our breath and then start out and move quickly if we wish. But we're in charge. Whereas if you have a rolling stop, you quickly look like this here and you don't see things. You don't really see things that are going on. I came to a stoplight, stop sign at the old 80 and Cameron Corners turnoff there. And wide open area, I could see miles this way and miles that way. And I came to the stop and I slowed down, put on my brakes, and then I looked up this way, clear, looked down that way, it was clear. And I started to turn this way, and all of a sudden there was a car. There was a car, I didn't even see it. I didn't even see it because I really came to a rolling stop. I didn't come to a full stop. And, of course, then I came to a full stop. But meanwhile, I had my nose out about 3 or 4 feet into the road. But, you see, we don't realize these things that we learn to come to the full stop, these things that we learn to obey the traffic lights, to obey the signals, to obey these things. And really, when it says slow down to 20 miles an hour on this corner, it means that. Because most cars will sort of float off the road if you go beyond that. You came down a corner and then up over that railroad track, remember? Mm-hmm. You didn't give him that trip. That's next a time. Great trip. Next time. Next time. Okay. Well, you come around the corner, you got to slow down because the road goes like this and then up and then over the top of the railroad track and you can't see the other side. And then you drop down into the other side and you think, I hope nobody stopped up there. But it's just the way it goes. And it's a lot of fun. But we're in charge. We're in charge and we are the masters of our consciousness. Now, what makes us special and unique in our own way is how we handle life. Now, we can think that everything is a problem in the world. We can think that everybody is pushing us around, everybody's taking advantage of us, and they are. Or we can think we are the master of our own thought, and we are not going to allow ourselves to be pressured into thinking something just because it appears that way. So, someone says, I don't like you. You're not very nice. And our first thought would be to, well, I don't like you either, you know, and get out of my world. I don't need that. But if we stop and realize that they took the time to say they didn't like us because they really liked us. They took the time to say they didn't like us because they wanted a response. They wanted to know where we stood. And if we have the humility and the courtesy to say to them, hey, what did I do? You know? You're a wonderful person. I enjoy being with you. I don't want to offend you. What did I do? Oh, bum, 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 bum. And it's nothing. But they're irritated. Their life is unhappy for some reason, and they're taking it out on you. The father comes home from work, and work hasn't been very pleasant. So he takes it out on the family. And the family says, what did we do? You know, they didn't do anything. The mother has a bad hair day, you know, and she takes it out on the family. And what did we do? We did nothing. So we all have to be special and unique in our own way, not to be touched by the world around us that does these normal things. We rise above that. We are the master. We are in charge, and we take control. And everything that we're doing, everything that we're thinking, we take control. Nobody's going to say, you dumb. Oh, what did I do wrong? And the minute you agree with your adversary, very quickly, the minute you agree with them, they all of a sudden are not your adversary anymore. Because they don't know why they said what they did. They don't realize that they didn't really mean that was just an emotional outburst. And when you don't take offense at it, then it stops. The argument stops. The unhappiness stops. The condition stops. Well, you see, that's a special and unique person. And everyone is not demonstrating that special and unique quality, but they can. And how do we start demonstrating that unique and special quality? Sylvia, how do we start demonstrating that special and unique quality?
By liking ourselves.
By liking ourselves. When you say, I like me, I like me, I like me, you're not confronted by the world. Nobody can push your button. And Ingeborg, what is it that we're here for on this planet Earth?
To have fun.
Yuck.
Be myself and have fun.
I give them all these answers, and they're supposed to come up with them, you know. To be yourself and have fun. That's right. Now, is there anything bad about that? Cool, huh? We are here on planet Earth to be ourselves and have fun. And if our lifestyle does not create having fun and being ourselves, then we're messing it up. We're doing it wrong. Unique and special people are people who are always enjoying themselves. They're always out, not doing anything wrong, but they're always out having a lot of fun. They're always out finding the happiness in life and finding the goodness in life. And when they do that, they are really the special and unique people. And you know them. We've all met people who are just always finding the good in life. Even the Pollyanna type of thing where they say that it's just all is good and merry sunshine. And that's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. Are you ready to be special and unique?
Yes.
You am. Yeah, I am too. You too?
Yep.
We are all special and unique. So let's start applying that in every way in our life and never take offense at anything anybody says, but immediately agree with your adversary quickly, and all of a sudden they're not your adversary anymore. They're your friend. It's a wonderful thing to have this special and unique quality that we are on top of these things. We're not. under them. So, you are special. Yes, you are special and unique in your own way. That's our thought for today. That is not our thought for today. That is our instant inspiration. Our thought for today is coming up tomorrow, and that's going to be, when you make the biggest mistake ever, something good comes out of it. How about that? So, for tonight, on our instant inspiration, you are special and unique in your own way, and I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you.